forgive and forget. Did you know that it's scientifically impossible to forget? Our minds remember everything we experience, but we can only recall those memories that have a strong emotional component. I don't imagine that you recall what you did 20 years ago on a Tuesday, unless, of course, you had a massive car accident or an earthquake destroyed your house. We only recall what has significant meaning to us. You probably remember your school graduations, your sports awards, your weddings, the birth of a child or a big promotion. You can recall these are great memories because they're positive. But there are other events that elicit more negative emotions, like the death of a loved one, a divorce, accidents, physical or sexual abuse. These experiences are remembered because they have a strong emotional connection. They're a lot like a bomb filled with gunpowder. They can be triggered by a small event like a match. The psalmist David once said, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Psalm 51:10. If you forgive, the gunpowder is removed, and you'll no longer be triggered. The infection is removed, and the wound is now able to be healed. Like David, let's cry out to God while we enter the second stage of forgiveness. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I'll be clean. Wash me, and I'll be whiter than snow. Psalm 51:7. The second stage is the process. It's a lot like the first step, but you must repeat it over and over again until you reach the third stage. Jesus taught Peter the importance of this principle. The Bible says, then Peter came to Jesus and said, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" And Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 70 times seven times." Matthew 18:21. Sometimes it just takes one choice and declaration, but the deepest hurts take time. In regards to my dad, I found myself in and out of the process many, many times. My wounds were so deep that I would get in the habit to forgive again and again. Listen, start the journey of forgiveness today. It may take a while, but give yourself permission to reach the process stage because you're worth it. Don't forget, you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Margulay.